Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, Easter is almost upon us. Of course, it is the weekend after next, and Good Friday, of course, means the Good Friday appeal for the Royal Children's Hospital. And to tell us about what is going on with that locally, we're joined on the line by Paul Durden. He is the president of the Devonish, Dookie and District Good Friday Appeal Committee, and they have raised so much over recent years. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Terry. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. I'm amazed at how much you guys raise every year.
Yeah, look, it's only because of the generosity of the community. Like, we do have a lot of different events during the year. Like, we have our lamb drive in October this year. We've got 144 sheep donated to that. And then at the moment we've got our current online goods and service auction that finishes today at 2 o'clock, and that's going extremely well. And
what sorts of things are sold? Well. What sorts of things are sold on the goods and services online auction?
Oh, well, you pretty much a lot of rural things, a lot of accommodation packages. There's dog food, there's hay rings, there's even four sides of pork, a lot of different sprays, a lot of different oils, like all the businesses, there's kids' toys. Well worth jumping onto Kevin Hicks Real Estate's website. The sale does finish today at 2 o'clock. It's been going for a week now, but it's well worth jumping on there. Click onto the Devonish sale and you'll have a look at what we've got going, and you can still bid till 2 o'clock today.
You've got quite a few activities on Good Friday.
Yes, we do. We've got a big show and shine day out at Dookie, where we'll have all the cars there in the morning from 8 till 12, and then we've got four local bands that have donated their time from 12 till 9 o'clock to do two-hour singing together, all free of charge. So we've got a music afternoon at the Gladstone out at Dookie on Good Friday.
And I see you've got train rides and a barefoot bowls night as well.
Yeah, well, we had the barefoot bowls night last Thursday.
Okay, I've done that already. Yeah,
and that was a great success. We've got a Bunnings barbecue this Saturday out at Bunnings. As well as that, there'll be raffles and a lot of other shaking the tins and everything on Show and Shine Day out at Dookie as well. Great day for everybody to come out to.
So you've already got quite a bit in the bank for this year's appeal.
Well, we do. I believe we're definitely on target to do the same as last year. Last year we raised $80,000. If we are to do $86,000 this year, which is a target which would be great to aim for, that would be $300,000 in 4 years.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's only because of the volunteers and only because of... Look, the Royal Children's Hospital, when you mention it to a lot of people get behind it. You know, some people may have, you know, had children or know somebody that's been there, but a lot of people get behind it. But, you know, it's sort of something that we know sooner we'll finish the show and shine and we'll be thinking about what we're going to do next year.
So do you have a personal connection with the Royal Children's? Why do you do this, Paul?
Well, basically what sort of happened with us is me and Chelsea McKay from Kevin Hicks were asked probably 6 years ago to volunteer to participate as being an auctioneer and that in a sale, and from then on we've got involved and now we're sort of pretty heavily involved in it.
They're not letting you go now. You're stuck with it.
Oh, well, not that we're stuck with it, but it's just a good cause, and yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger. And look, when you think about it, last year, you know, we were sixth in the whole state of Victoria behind Geelong and Ballarat. Like, we're only a small community, but there is a lot of good people involved, and it's for a very good cause.
Absolutely, and we can expect to see people jiggling the tins when we're out and about, sort of generally speaking, across the region on Friday, can't we?
Yeah, definitely. You know, look, we've got people that'll be shaking the tins in Catamatide, you know, then the little townships, Devonish, etc., and Dookie itself. You know, we're going to have fire trucks in the street as well, and things like that. We've got people that are slowing the traffic down for the day as well, game are helping with that, which is great. But yeah, no, it's a good cause, and a lot of good people are getting behind it. And, you know, if anybody would like to even contact us now to make a donation before the, you know, they can't come or feel like they'd like to make a donation personally, feel free, they can contact us, and we'll be very happy to take their donation.
What would be the best way to contact you?
Well, look, I'm happy to, if they were to call me on my phone number or anybody, or jump on our Facebook page. We've got a Facebook page that you can jump on that has all our events and things like that. So if anybody would like to do that, we're happy to take their donation.
Okay, if anyone wants to call the station, I can give out your number.
Yes,
we don't necessarily need to broadcast it. But presumably, presumably there's a local Shepparton committee as well that will be having people out over here as well with tins.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Yeah, look, all the townships and everybody really get behind it. There'll be people in Shepparton and, you know, Maroopna and Tatura and things like that. So, you know, our group's been sort of going, you know, for around 14 years, and originally started in Devenish, but because it's sort of got bigger and bigger, now we're sort of based most of our functions in Dookie. That's why it, you know, is now the Devenish, Dookie and District. Yep. So we're taking in all the smaller townships as well. But look, you know, we've got people from, you know, Devenish that are heavily participating in the lamb drive, etc. So it's a really a community organisation that we've got.
So Good Friday is definitely a good day to head out to Dookie if you're looking for something to do for the show and shine and for the bands and other things that are happening. That sounds like lots of good activities for the kids, and no doubt people can order food and lunch and things like that at the hotel.
Yeah, definitely. The hotel and the general store, they're actually opening longer hours that day. And look, we've got motorbikes that come out to the day as well. So last year we had a phenomenal day. It was a fantastic weather-wise day, and we're going to have motorbikes and cars. And look, it's just great to see what some of these cars are that people have, you know, out there, and then a great enjoyable family day listening to music.
Here's a question for you. As somebody who never carries any cash, can you still fleece me if I turn up?
Yeah, definitely. we have an FPOS machine, so No problem with anybody.
No excuses.
I know the society's going cashless a little bit, but you can't get away from the Dookie Devenish and District Good Friday appeal with donating. We carry an FPOS machine.
Fair enough, and good idea, I'm sure.
No worries.
All right, well, thanks so much for your help, Paul, for your time, I mean, and your help too. And all the best to you and your committee. I hope you do achieve your lofty fundraising goals on Good Friday, which is, of course, Friday week. Sounds like a fantastic day to head out to Dookie. Thanks, Paul. Good luck.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you very much. Bye.
Wake up to sleep at 40 Winks. Right now at the 40 Winks Super Sealy sale, get 50% off Sealy Posturepedic mattresses. Plus, earn double Qantas points on your purchase. Proudly Australian made, Sealy Posturepedic mattresses come with a 10-year guarantee. So hurry, the 40 Winks 50% off Super Sealy sale with double Qantas points offer is on for a limited time only. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply. At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here. So now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models. And with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV 0403 688 666.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299-413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or prearrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 58251651.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.